On the streets of Honduras, there is continuing unrest after presidential elections held 2 weeks ago are being contested. The incumbent and a close U.S. ally, Juan Orlando Hernandez, has a small lead, but international observers say there were irregularities in the vote. His opponent, a national TV star, is demanding a total recount. NPR's Carrie Khan has this profile.
Sunday must-see TV in Honduras is dominated by one man, Salvador Nasralla. He hosts a popular 2.5-hour game show.
Hola! Bienvenidos a X0 da Dinero!
Tic-tac-toe Honduran style. Contestants compete for cash and prizes, handed out by models in tight cut-off jean shorts. Then there's his 4 hours of live sports commentary.
Soy una persona, en inglés creo que se llama workaholic.
Like you say in English, I'm a workaholic, says Nasralla.
Cuando la gente lo mira a uno todos los días por televisión, la gente aprende a ver en los ojos de uno.
When people see you on TV every day and look into your eyes, they know who is honest and trust you, says Nasralla. He's long peppered his shows with populist rants about corruption and inequality in the country. But it wasn't until 2013 that he made a run for president.
En realidad, en ese momento sí era un verdadero outsider. Ahora no soy un outsider.
4 years ago, you could have called me an outsider, but says Nasralla, I've been complaining about corruption since that loss, so you can't call me an outsider anymore. At 64, Nasralla, tall, thin, and recently married to a model almost 40 years his junior, has never held political office. As preliminary votes came in 2 weeks ago, it looked like Nasralla might finally have his day. With nearly 60% of the vote in, he held a 5 percentage point lead. But election computers experienced a yet-to-be-explained glitch and results stopped. When the system came back up more than a day later, Nasralla's lead had eroded.
Hicieron fraude. Hicieron fraude toda la vida porque...
Car mechanic Ricardo Humberto Centeno says it was fraud. He says the government stuffed ballot boxes and bought votes to stay in power. Nasralla supporters have poured into the streets to protest. International observers have urged all parties to resolve the conflict, and officials are currently recounting ballots that arrived at election headquarters after the computer slowdown. Nasralla says that's not good enough and demands a full recount by independent international auditors.
Ellos no van a aceptar nada. Son malos perdedores.
The president's spokesman, Evar Diaz, says Nasralla won't accept any results. They are poor losers, he adds. The they he refers to is the coalition of parties, including the left-wing Libre, that joined forces to compete in the elections. Libre is led by the polarizing politician Mel Zelaya, who was ousted from power 8 years ago in a coup. Nasralla says no one is manipulating him, even though his and Zelaya's differing ideologies do make them strange bedfellows.
Porque no había ninguna otra posibilidad. De poder quitar al dictador.
There was no other way to get rid of this dictator we have, says Nasralla, referring to the incumbent president who was barred from re-election until his hand-picked Supreme Court justices overturned the ban. It's unclear how the political standoff will be resolved. Nasralla hasn't given up his day job. He's still calling soccer games.
Gol de Honduras! Lo metió Albert Deli!
And says he won't stop railing against corruption. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.